The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of the Pharisees, a lawyer, in an attempt to trip up Jesus, asked him, "Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments, the whole law is based, and the prophets as well." The Gospel of the Lord. Most likely the greatest communicator in our country last century, possibly in the world, was a man that was actually an Archbishop of New York. And he's already venerable, which means he's on the way to become a canonized saint. The younger generations maybe I've never heard them, but those who are 50 or older, or those who are 70 or 80, they saw him on TV and heard him on the radio. And his name is Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. Those who have done the exercise with me have heard, because I mention him quite frequently. This man was extraordinary in his gifts as preacher and teacher. He was the first radio evangelist before Billy Graham. And on TV, he was more famous than Milton Berle, who was probably the most famous comedian in the world back in the 50s. He wrote many books. So, related to what we're celebrating today, the wedding of Sean and Maria, I'd like to give a brief literary summary of one of his books. Okay, the title of the book is, It Takes Three to Get Married. Three. And those three are Sean, Maria, and Jesus Christ. Amen? Sean, Maria, and Jesus Christ. And the summary of this teaching is the following. If you do not put Jesus in the center of your marriage, it's not going to work. Not going to work. Brilliant intellect, good looks, a good sense of humor, sooner or later it's not going to work. It's not going to work. However, if you put Jesus Christ in the center of your life, it will work. About 2.5 years ago, I had the privilege of traveling across the country to celebrate a Diamond Jubilee. Diamond Jubilee is this. It's 60 years or 75 years. This couple was celebrating 60 years of married life. So I traveled there to celebrate their Mass. And afterward, I was sitting down having a meal with them. And one of them said, "We never had any serious problem in 60 years. That couple has 9 children, 38 grandchildren. And they actually have a son who's a priest. That's me." My father died about 5 weeks ago. may God have mercy on his soul. But the reason behind it is that not that they were perfect, but they really tried to put God in the center of their life. When they get married, they say, look, you know, we'll have as many children as God sends us, but we're going to try to educate them as good Catholics. So I invite both of you to please put Christ in the center of your life. And the fact that you've been with me, the exercises, the perseverance classes, I've known Maria probably good 8 or 9 years, as well as her sister who just arrived. Out of traffic, right? Okay. I really believe that you're trying to put Christ in the very center of your life. However, he can be marginalized. You don't keep putting him in the center of your life every day. Little by little, what happens? Starts to drift from the center to the side, from the side to the margins, and then basically he's not present there. So make a firm purpose on this day, which I pray will be the happiest day in your life, to put Christ in the center of your life. So let's go now from the theological to the practical. How are you going to do it? Okay, first is, you have to pray individually as well as together. Everyone has to pray to God by themselves. Okay, that has to be done. But also you have to pray together. Now make that firm purpose that starting right today, prayer is going to be essential. In my radio program, they have a little one-liner that they put in the commercial that I actually coined, and it's this. Lo que el aire es por los pulmones, la oración es por el alma. You speak Spanish, no? What air is to the lungs, prayer is to your soul. If you're not going to be breathing, you're going to die right away. If we do not pray spiritually, then our soul is going to die. So pray. Pray when you get up. Pray in the morning. Pray when you leave for work. Pray in the car. Pray before you have your meals together. Pray the rosary. Pray every night. Prayer. We have to pray. St. Augustine says this, you prays well, lives well. You lives well, dies well. Who dies well, all is well. Amen? St. Augustine. You prays well, lives well. You lives well, dies well. Who dies well, all is well. Now I'd like to elaborate a little bit more on this prayer. The man is the head of the family. The woman is the heart of the family. There has to be a head, there has to be a heart. So that means that Sean is going to be the spiritual leader of the family. He's the one that's going to be taking the initiative to prayer and the spiritual life. I know that this is very countercultural. It's almost always the woman, but that's not the way it should be. St. Joseph was the head of the Holy Family. He was the head. And Mary, even though she was much more holy, Mary was submissive to her husband, St. Joseph. Okay, so prayer. Prayer is the very heart, because you put prayer in the center, you're putting Jesus Christ in the center. Number two. After the wedding, imagine there's going to be a wedding banquet. And there's going to be good food. There should be, okay? There should be. God has composed us with what is called a composite nature, body and soul. My second point is this. I pray and hope that both of you will try to go to Mass and receive communion, if possible, every day. If not possible, God understands. But try to receive the Eucharist on a daily basis. Because the Eucharist is truly the body, the blood, the soul, the divinity of Jesus Christ. Amen? And every time you receive communion, both of you receive what is called a heart transplant. Because you receive the whole Christ. You receive His heart. You both receive His heart, you're living out the second reading in the Gospel, to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. What better way to receive love than to receive the incarnate love who is Jesus Christ? So try to organize your day, your week, in such a way that you're receiving the Eucharist as often as you can. That's the secret to holiness and happiness and heaven. The three H's, right? That's the secret. Holiness, happiness, and heaven through the Eucharist. What is the greatest gesture that the human person can do in this world? The body of Christ. Amen. It's going to happen in 20-25 minutes. The body of Christ. Amen is the greatest gesture that you can do. Receiving God into your heart. Okay, third. Is there such a thing as a perfect family in this world? No way. There are only three perfect families. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And heaven. But that's not your family nor mine, okay? So, marriages, good marriages are not marriages that don't have differences. Don't kid yourself. I repeat, good marriages are not marriages that don't have differences, disagreements, quarrels. Uh-uh. Good marriages are the ones that have those. But you reconcile as soon as possible. So, if you have a quarrel or disagreement, as the Bible teaches us, never go to bed angry at each other. That's a good way to destroy your marriage in no time. The three most important things that you can say to each other are, I love you, I'm sorry, I forgive you. Those should be said as often as possible. I love you. I'm sorry. I forgive you. So never go to bed angry, but reconcile before the sun goes down. And also, it's a good idea to reconcile yourself with God by making frequent confessions, at least once a month. So by going to confession, you receive the forgiveness of God, and one of the fruits is great peace. Both of you have to be at peace with God so you can be at peace with each other. Okay, and last but not least is in your family, you have to have a garden. I noticed that you have roses. And even the bridesmaids have garland roses on their heads, right? Okay. Very aesthetically proper, huh? Let me tell you the most important roles. Some people here are, they like literature, yours truly. Greatest writer in the Italian language was a man, his name was Dante, who wrote in the 1400s. And Dante wrote what was called the Divine Comedy. The Divine Comedy is an epic in which Dante is ascending from hell to purgatory, from purgatory to heaven. And when he arrives at the highest place in heaven, he lifts up his eyes and he sees a beautiful rose. Beyond that rose is the Blessed Trinity. That rose is Mary, who we call La Rosa Mystica, the mystical rose. So in the garden of your family, you have to have a rose. And that rose is the Blessed Virgin Mary, La Rosa Mystica. But what La Rosa Mystica wants are 50 roses. And that's called the Most Holy Rosary, Il Rosario. So if you can carry out those three points of advice, placing God in your center through prayer, living with reconciliation and mercy, loving the Eucharist, and loving Mary, both of you can form an excellent marriage. An excellent marriage, and end up one day in the very heart of the Trinity with the Blessed Virgin Mary. Amen.